Premier League match sees record number of gambling ads. A University of Bristol study has found that 5,262 gambling advertisements were aired during a recent Premier League match, marking the highest number of in-play betting promotions recorded since tracking began in 2023. According to the research, 91% of the ads displayed during the game, Manchester City's 4-0 win over Wolverhampton Wanderers on August 16, were visible during live play, while the remaining 9% appeared in pre- and post-match coverage. The findings highlight gaps in a 2019 agreement by gambling operators to limit TV betting ads from 5 minutes before kickoff to 5 minutes after the game, known as the whistle-to-whistle ban. This restriction, which expires at 9 p.m., does not cover other forms of advertising, such as shirt sponsorships, pitch sideboards, and stadium logos. During the Premier League's opening weekend, researchers counted 27,440 gambling messages across live broadcasts, TalkSport Radio, Sky Sports News, and social media, including 13,200 during the ban period, showing a 32% increase from 2024. In 2023, the Gambling Commission recommended that the government curb the volume and frequency of gambling ads in sports venues. Starting at the end of the 2025-26 season, Premier League clubs will remove gambling logos from the front of match kits, a change affecting 11 of the 20 top-flight teams this season. Advocates for stricter rules, citing a 2022 tobacco ad ban, continue to push for a total advertising blackout. The debate persists as gambling helplines report increased calls during match days, raising concerns about the impact on viewers, including young fans. Calls for tougher rules. Some MPs are also calling for stricter regulations and oversight to curb the proliferation of gambling advertising and protect vulnerable populations from potential harm. Quote, "This level of gambling advertising during the Premier League's first weekend is frankly astonishing. The industry claimed it was taking steps to self-regulate and reduce advertising, but yet again they have not kept to their word. The whistle-to-whistle ban is far too limited and ineffective," Sir Ian Duncan Smith, United Kingdom MP,